This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I gotta throw some baseball in here. Have to do it. I know we just had Nathan on. We're gonna get back to the Browns here in a second. I'm sorry. But I heard some audio the other day of Phelps. Yeah, Phelps. Where he's... Have you heard Jeff lately?
Unhinged is how I would describe him.
Oh my goodness.
Something's going on there.
Oh my goodness.
I barely recognize him.
He used the B word 2 times this week.
Yeah, I couldn't let my kids listen in the car. It's sad. I don't know what's happening.
He's getting mean. Jeff's getting downright mean. Yeah, I'm not letting my son listen to that toilet talk.
I mean, we're going to have to issue a warning before he comes on the radio going forward.
So a caller got in. I don't know how they got on the Gardos. A caller got in, and but they were probably like pitchers and catchers. And then a caller got in about Paul Dolan being cheap. And then we've had this kind of existential crisis, you and I, because I said, well, you're looking at Major League Baseball. When you have Hal Steinbrenner saying that, well, we can't keep up with the Dodgers, I'm going, good God, guys. Sometimes you get upset and frustrated. You go, what's the point? And a fan said that to Jeff, and Jeff wasn't having it.
If you don't like the way they do business, that's up to you. This is the way they do it. They compete like crazy. I am so tired of people saying, well, they don't spend any money. Yeah, guess what? A lot of teams that spend a lot of money suck. Our team doesn't spend a lot of money, and they don't suck. So call the Angels. Ask how that's worked out. Call the Mets. Ask how that's worked out. It annoys me. It's so shallow in thinking by our fans. I would think our fans are smarter than that. Oh, they don't spend enough money. Yeah, if they spent more money, it might actually work better, okay? And there are a lot of teams that don't make good decisions, spend a lot of money, and suck. If you want everything, go be a Yankees fan. Go be a Dodgers fan. It's easy. Go ahead. Be a front runner. Go ahead. If you want to be a Cleveland fan and follow the Guardians, do it. But don't call us bitching about the fact they don't spend any money. We know they don't spend the big money. If you want to embrace the team and love it, do it. If not, go watch somebody else.
Whoa!
Jeff freaking Phelps bringing it on a Friday.
Get off this guy's air. Not even off his lawn.
Yeah.
I hear what Jeff's saying. And I have agreed with the past. My focus is on the future. I worry more about the future. I mean, if you have Shohei Ohtani who's willing to do deferred payments until the year 3000, what's a Gardo's fan supposed to do? I mean, if you're willing to take that type of a contract and then defer payments, there's really no winning. There's no winning. I mean, you can win, but there's no winning emotionally. But I look at what the Guardians have done. The Guardians have been a fantastic franchise. And so we are running into this wall every offseason. Our offseasons are not fun like others. Unless you were that excited to get rid of Miles Straw, then
no,
maybe I was with you.
We're never going to be jumping up and down at the winter meetings or the hot stove.
I remember this. I was telling Owen this story like a week ago. I said, I remember I was in Miss Tuesdale's class, 12th grade English, and we had to write like a paper of argumentation. And my argument was about a salary cap in baseball. I go, it's 21 years since I graduated high school. We're still talking about the same problems 21 years later. And we'll probably be talking about it by the time my oldest graduates high school. Certainly by the time Owens are all out of high school. So it bothers me to that level. And I think, man, I love Jeff. I can't just shut you down. Because I'm afraid if I shut you down and go, the Dolans are good owners. You guys don't know any better. It's just going to create apathy for the sport. Because I'm willing to listen to people say the Dolans are cheap. I don't want to hear you say nasty things personally about the Dolans or really any owner for that matter. I'm willing to listen to you say that the Dolans are cheap and they don't spend and this, that, and the other. And I also know that in the end, they're going to be a competitive franchise. And I know that a lot of us say a bunch of things in February that we have to kind of take back in September. And the Guardians themselves, Lima, you know it, they have retweeted some members of the media going after them for their lack of spending when they were clinching crowns of the division. Yet, when a fan tells me, Ken, it's about winning. It's about winning the ultimate prize, not just being competitive. That's what it is in basketball. It's rings culture. And we expect the very best out of them, and Dan Gilbert gives it to us. We expect the very best out of the Browns. They are 3-14, but I'll tell you right now, I mean, and you guys...
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You guys can say what you want to about me. I don't care. They have spent in the kingdom come to try to make that team better. Like, it's made me bitter towards Joe Burrow because he's willing to cut Mike Brown a break. Meanwhile, if Myles Garrett asked for $40 million this year, they'd just hand it to him.
So, Kenny, here's the issue, and I wonder, you're never going to get fans to vote on this in the right way or to be totally honest about it, but if I were to ask the fans right now, given how annoyed they are at our off seasons, how boring any baseball discussion is outside of the actual season. Season's awesome. We win games. We kick ass. We have a lot of moments. We have playoff moments that so many teams would be envious of over the years. I'd say that the 2/3 of Major League Baseball would be envious of our playoff moments, you know, during our lifetimes. But the reality is we don't have a World Series and everything. I would wonder, would fans secretly rather have us be the spending team every offseason than where we are now and then have no guarantees at the regular season? And
how many season ticket holders do they have? I'm going to guess 10, 15,000?
Various packages, oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. If they got 15,000 season ticket holders, they'd rather have it the way the Guardians are doing it. The ones that go to a game, then go to the bar, go to the bar more than go to the game. We're baseball is something that you hear us complain about or talk about between football season. Those are the ones that would rather spend the money or have the Guardians spend the money. And that's not, I don't think that that's something nasty to say about a fan base, because I think that's most fan bases. I think that's what baseball has done to their fan base. The Dodgers, they have a big TV deal. They're still able to spend. The Yankees, they still have a big TV deal. The Mets still have a big TV deal. They're all willing to spend. They're able to spend. You know, we use the term willing and able, and these are two different terms. Are the Guardians able to spend? I don't know. We've done the books and opened the books conversation many times. It's a business. They're not going to spend into the red. Go ask the Twins. They cut $30 million from the payroll going into last year. Other teams are doing it as well. Hell, they're afraid they're going to move the Padres. Rob Manfred had to come out and say that there was no plan to move the Padres.
It's funny. The Padres...
was after their owner sadly passed away, where he was trying to get a World Series before he, again, sadly passed away.
We've won, since 2017, we've won more games than the Padres, and we've been to the playoffs. We've won more playoff games than the Padres.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cough right now.
But at the same time, I think there are fans in this town who would rather be the Padres over the last seven years than the Guardians.
Because you get a taste of what it's like with the Cavs. Where you have an owner who's just, you want money, I'm going to hold you to a high standard, but here's the money. And we're willing to spend whatever it takes. With the Browns, again, I can't make the argument because you're 3-14, you're spending the money in the wrong places. But when they first, and you know this, when they first signed Deshaun Watson to that $230 million deal, there were a lot of people going, our owner does not let money be an object. So when you see it in two other sports, and then you got one where they're accused of crying poor, they're going to get angrier about it. And it happens in Pittsburgh as well. It happens in Cincinnati as well. It happens a little bit in Detroit, but not as much. It's a little bit bigger of a market. Of course, they just, what am I to say when they spent $15 million on Alex Cobb and he's not going to be ready to go for the season because he got hurt again? They do the same thing in Colorado. They do the same thing in 26 other markets. But if I say it's a baseball problem, well, you're carrying water for the Dolans, Ken. Can't have it both ways. So I have to accept it in February with you, Tone, and know that, yeah, in September, 9 seasons out of 10, they're going to be a competitive club. Because it's been that way. 9 seasons out of 10, over the last 30 years now, they've been a competitive baseball team that's either been in the postseason, approached the postseason, been in the ALCS or the World Series. They just haven't got over the hump. And that's a shame. I wish they could. I wish they could get paid off for the judiciousness of what they've done. But they've played just well enough to upset the general public. Because when you get to the ALCS and you go, Juan Soto hit a home run, and now what's he getting with the Mets? He put us away, and what's he getting? Had the best at-bat I've ever seen live. Got to give him credit where it's due.
The Yankees lost him.
And it's like, man, if we would have spent that much more, could we have done it? And then I'm thinking, you know what? We might not even be in the same stratosphere.
We're not.
And we are this good at this time.
And it's just not built. This sport is not built like right now the NBA or the NFL.
It's a harsh truth, man.
And basically baseball saying, harsh truth. Blame your owners. Blame your owners. They're all cheapskates. Blame your owners. Okay, fine. That doesn't get me anywhere. That's just going to turn people off of the sport.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.